Hi, welcome to Staff Notes. My name is Gary Stewart. I work in the Office of Government and Community Relations at Cornell University. I'm also a member of the Employee Assembly here at Cornell. My guest today is Cutter Crampton. He's a recruitment specialist in the Office of Human Resources. He's also the interim HR manager for Campus Life. Cutter, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Gary.
Can you tell folks a little about your background, where you were raised, where you did your schooling, and about your job?
Yes, I've pretty much been fortunate to spend my whole life in around college towns. I was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, spent my first 5 years there, then was in Washington, D.C., moved to Ithaca when I was 7 years old, and went up through the school systems here, and then went to school at University of New Hampshire, SUNY Cortland, and finished up with a graduate degree from Cornell.
And what was your field of studies during your college career?
It varied a little bit. Started off in hotel restaurant management, then changed to fitness, health, and wellness, and actually came to Cornell working at the wellness program. And during that time, I went through the employee degree program and received my master's in human resources, and gradually made a transition and changed into my current job, recruitment specialist, HR manager.
So how long have you been here at Cornell? And tell us about the day-to-day life with your job. What do you do? I'm sure it's pretty unpredictable, yeah?
Yes, it does vary quite a bit. And I've been at Cornell getting close to 20 years now. It's hard to believe. It goes very quickly. But currently, I support managers and the search process for administrative HR, which is kind of a large group, newly formed, includes Student and Academic Services, CUFA, CIT, and Alumni Affairs and Development. Mm-hmm. And then I am also fortunate to be able to help out. Campus Life has someone going out on leave, and so I'm supporting in an interim capacity human resources for Campus Life.
At Campus Life, there must be hundreds of people that work over there, yeah?
Yes, and we're fortunate to have two HR managers, Bryn Curley, who focuses primarily on the bargaining unit area of Campus Life, which is, you know, several hundred. Yeah. And then we have the non-bargaining unit side, also several hundred employees. And so lots going on. It's an exciting time, but a lot of fun as well.
What do you like most about your job?
Oh, I really love the people that I work with. Such a wide variety. You go from coaches to physicians, psychologists, dish machine operators, store checkers, cooks, executive chefs. Wide range of people, wide range of interests, but it makes everything very exciting and lots of fun, always learning new things.
Yes, I mean, like the Cornell staff comes from not just Tompkins County, but from many counties. I think about 25% of our workforce comes from outside of Tompkins County, so you get to see people who are raised around here, maybe in some of the rural areas, but they all have this one kind of Cornell bond in common. What do you think that Cornell bond is, and how come when we're working well, how come that seems like a special thing?
Well, I think you're right, Gary. We have a very special community, and people are very committed to their work here at Cornell. And I don't think we can celebrate this enough, that we have an outstanding community of people that go above and beyond their normal day-to-day to make sure that students are welcome, that staff are welcome, that alumni have a good experience when they come back and visit. And, across the whole institution, this exceptional people doing amazing work on a daily basis.
At the same time, in the last few months, many of us have become acquainted with this phrase, reimagining. So reimagining Cornell. And within that, there's been some challenges and opportunities and various stresses and tensions at many levels around campus. And from where you sit working in HR, how do you think the reimagining has gone?
I think it's going very well. I don't think, it's not something that you can flick a light switch and it's going to appear, and it's nothing that's something that's, you know, black and white. There's going to be good things, there's going to be bad things, there's definitely challenges. And, you know, it's really, you know, a tale of two cities, the best of times, the worst of times. I think I'd be lying to say that there weren't things that I wish would change at Cornell over the past few years. And this reimagining has really provided a catalyst for change. And so, you know, with that, there's some challenges. But I think down the road, if we can just always be thinking on the future, we have to make some changes, and we are going to be a better institution for it. And is it going to be easy? I don't think it will, but overall, I think it's a very exciting time to be at Cornell and working at Cornell.
You literally work in a very human environment. You deal with people, you deal with their stories, you deal with their goals and ambitions. Can you think of a time when you've really made a difference for either an individual or a unit within your job?
Yes, I would have to say that these things happen all the time. And I like to think of it more, instead of, you know, what thing that I did that really changed the world for, you know, a group of people or individuals, but all those little things that happen almost on a daily basis, that you know, that student that you interact with in the dining hall that you're able to talk with and make a connection with, whether you're, you know, you're out sledding at, you know, the plantations or a lot and you connect with some students and have a talk, whether it's, you know, I bike around campus a lot and, you know, I'll see a student with the chain off in their bike and making a difference that way, seeing parents arriving for either the celebration of commencement or for the orientation weekends and connecting with them and letting them talk with you about some of the questions that they have. Of course, they're anxious and they're, you know, this is an interesting time of their life, and to be able to reassure them that, you know, this is a great place and that they, you know, their children will be in good, safe hands. You know, it's really all those little things, you know, helping someone who's lost in a building. Day Hall, for instance, can be a difficult building to navigate.
You think so?
And doorways that don't lead to the other side of the building because of, you know, how the building has changed through the years. And so helping parents and students get their way, you know, find their way around campus. And then also with friends that are visiting, I had my wife's sister in Santa Cruz, a colleague that she works with, had a student that was visiting to see Cornell. And to be able to find out a little bit more about him before he arrived and make sure that when he arrives to find those areas, those niches of campus that would be a good fit for him. And, you know, that makes, you know, the work fun, building those relationships, having, you know, collaborations and using, you know, my understanding of the whole campus to assist people on, you know, having an enriching time here at Cornell.
Mm-hmm. So sort of like one person at a time, and that we're all sort of ambassadors for Cornell University.
Mm-hmm. And it's not the big things that often make the difference, but those daily things that, you know, you reach out and you find the right connections for the people that you connect with.
Anything ever funny or strange or interesting happen in your job on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, I would say it happens constantly. You can't write the things that come up here on campus, and I don't think we're unique to any, you know, large organization. We're really a city of, you know, thousands of people, and of course there's going to be things that come up. But I would just say, you know, for instance, the snow that had happened recently, it was so fun walking on campus and seeing the different reactions of people. You know, we're all, you know, either employees or students on campus, but you'd have the students that were just ecstatic about what a wonderful day it was, and then the students that were, oh my gosh, how am I going to get to class? It's just pretty fascinating, and these things happen all the time.
Mm-hmm. What are your coworkers like?
I have a wonderful group of coworkers. They like to have fun. They work incredibly hard. They have a lot of energy and passion for Cornell. They like to get out and find new things about Cornell that they didn't know. It's a great place to work.
I know you're not working all the time, that you must get away sometime and do some things with your family. Can you tell us about your outside life and interests?
Yeah, there's, I have a 13 and 14-year-old son and daughter, and they love to be involved in lots of activities. My daughter is part of the Cascadilla Rowing Club. My son just finished up modified hockey. He's starting tennis, and we both, all of us ski out at Great Peak. We like to get involved in the adaptive ski program, which is a wonderful program out at Great Peak, and volunteer
time. Tell us about it.
Basically, anyone with any disability, we can assist them in making sure they have fun on the mountain and skiing at Great Peak. And so you have expert adaptive skiers that might be competing in races or other competitions nationally to first-time skiers. They maybe they've had some injury or illness that's caused them to have a disability, and they're coming out for the very first time to learn how to ski. And it could be, you know, skiing on one ski. It could be that they're hard of hearing or have limited vision, or it could be that they're in a wheelchair and they get suited up with a monoski and have at it out at Creek Peak.
Why'd you become interested in that?
I've always loved skiing, and one thing that I've always found is I'm pretty good at seeing that people have fun skiing out at Creek Peak or at any ski area. And I just found that the adaptive program, you have lots of very interested individuals that have a real great attitude for learning to ski. They're not there because, you know, their parents told them they had to go. They're there because they really want to learn, and that makes it fun.
And your kids are having the opportunity to do this too. It's a
great lesson
for them.
Yep, they've been going through the program as well. Since they're busy in other sports, they're not there as frequently as I am, but it is a nice way for us to connect and also for them to try doing something a little bit different and learning how to teach skiing and also learn to work with people of all abilities.
I know you're involved in many different parts of the community, and a few years ago you went through a program called Leadership Tompkins, and one of the projects emerged from your Leadership Tompkins year was disc golf. Can you tell us about that?
Oh yeah, it's a fun sport. It's I like it because it's generally free, so you know, you can. Golf courses tend to be kind of expensive, and with disc golf, you get the same satisfaction or frustration of playing golf. You know, you have to buy the discs, but the courses are free. And we have three courses around the Ithaca area. There's one over on A Lot on the Cornell campus. TC3 has a championship 18-hole course, and Bell Sherman has a kind of temporary 9-hole course.
And did you help get these courses started?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the Disc Ithaca group, through Leadership Tompkins, we established that group, and we've been very passionately involved in getting these courses around the area.
That's wonderful. So it must be really gratifying to see people using them and that you had a role in that.
Yes. Yeah, it is satisfying. A lot of students and grad students you see out playing on the course, and it's fun, and it's, you know, again, another way to get to know the student population.
So, Cutter, I suspect some folks will be watching this, and they'll say, gosh, I never heard of that name before. Where'd that come from? What's the story?
It's actually my middle name. First full name's Edward Cutter Crampton, but the middle name Cutter was my great uncle Cutter, and my mom, when she was growing up, her dad unfortunately left when she was young, and Uncle Cutter provided that kind of fatherhood leadership figure and helped her, supported her through her college life at Wellesley.
Well, as long as I've known you, I've always wanted to ask, but was too chicken, so I'm glad I had this chance. So final question for you today. If you were president of Cornell for a day, what would you do with your time?
I think I would get out and see the campus, talk to people, and you know, go stroll around and take a class and talk to as many people as I could.
All right. You've been a wonderful guest here on Staff Notes, and we really appreciate you being on with us today. Our guest has been Cutter Crampton. He works in the Office of Human Resources here at Cornell. I'm Gary Stewart. Thanks for watching Staff Notes.